All right, so any comments on that? Any insights for your endeavors, your desires?
What I can say is I feel really comfortable when we were tapping. There's no like blocks or resistances. So it just makes me feel even more like I should do it.
Okay, so because you want to grow it as a business and an income stream?
Right.
So do you have numbers? Do you have a profit and loss? Do you have a projection? Do you have a goals?
I have not done any of that.
Well, I would suggest you do that part.
Absolutely. And I was thinking about that this morning. It's like, I gotta
there you go.
We
just got confirmation, a little nudge,
that's right?
Right. That's it's all about balancing, you know, desire and creativity, but in earth form. There are so many fabulous artists, musicians, healers, teachers, writers, speakers who never get to really contribute at the level they desire to contribute at because they never ground it. You know, we are in this dimension on this planet. There, you have to be able to flow with the times. What's what allows you to let the people who are seeking what you can give to reach you? Does that make sense? So it's wonderful to be inspired, but if you don't have either a team of people who are grounded around you, or if you don't do the work to be grounded, you will miss a lot of what you could contribute to the planet just because you haven't done the grunt work to make it possible. So I always suggest to people, creative beings, people have an overwhelming urge to give and contribute. Well, make sure that you love the gift that you have to give enough that you would do whatever it takes to support it and build it. And most businesses on earth will never produce income for the first 3 years. Overnight success, the latest research on that is, what, 18 years for an overnight success? Writers, 10 years to be successful. And so it's a matter of, yes, how much energy, how much consistent focus, positive intention, and how much consistent earthright action have you put towards whatever it is you desire? That's it. And if you have a big history of being very consistent, then when the doors open, it will be a pleasant journey. Otherwise, the doors open and you do a lot of make some progress, get knocked down flat, pick yourself back up. Make some progress, get knocked down flat, pick yourself back up. Right? So my advice is always have the best and easiest experience you can have. Life's really hard, as we first tapped. It's so hard. Contribute to the ease for yourself.
Through consistency.
Consistency, and get advice from people who've already done what you want. Don't recreate the wheel. Go ask what works, what didn't work, what works today. Things change so much. Last time I checked into doing a book, a lot of people asked me, where's the book, where's the book, where's the book? I had the video blog, Be the Boss of You series, and when I checked into it a few years ago, self-publishing didn't even exist. Not really, not the way it does today. So it's a different time, and e-books weren't popular. It was all electronic books were PDFs that you sold online. It's just an entirely different market today. And today, a publisher won't pick you up unless your social footprint's very large. That could change in just a few years. Alan and I were talking about DVDs today, and I said, well, I believe they'll be obsolete very soon. You can't. My new laptop doesn't even have a thing, a tray. There's a better word for that.
More fun.
A place to put it.
Oh. a cup holder.
Yeah, a DVD holder. So, you know, it's a matter of how long has your idea been percolating? What is it you want? And can you find? We all know great businesses that if they don't change their technology, they don't change their marketing, they got to keep on top of the research. And today, things are even going faster and faster. It's fascinating. So why set yourself up for the long way? Go the fastest, quickest, easiest way to have the best experience is always my advice. And if you don't know what that is, ask somebody who does. Okay? Good. All right, anything else? That was thought-provoking. Did it bring up any stuff for anybody else?
I was wasn't expecting to get a business lesson in tapping, but it's very interesting.
They're all like teaching tappings, right? Okay, so here's a spiritual law that to really create powerfully on this planet in this dimension, to really be a vehicle for whatever soul desires to contribute. Like that would be new stuff, new ideas, new ways of contributing to the planet. It's a matter of will, the piece we don't like, self-discipline. Utilizing will, but with heart. So if you just have will, those are people who can force through anything. You know, they're gonna get it done no matter what, even if it ends up costing them things they didn't realize it was costing them, right? So that's will without love. If you have love without will, that's the codependent, you always want to do well for everybody, but you're always in crisis yourself, or you always give, give, giving, and nobody gets better, right? Or we, that was like my MO for, you know, I don't know, 35 years. we know that that person too. They always want to help, they want to open the charities, but the ideas never, you know, they might get off the ground, but then they always crash, right? That's heart without the will. The will, in my language, is the human grunt work. That's the list, the goal setting, the accountability, the consistency. But if you get your will and your heart in partnership, you will be a vehicle for inspiration, enthusiasm, and dynamic change through you and around you. I like that when you all nod. That's really good. And I like it when people whip out their phone to take notes. I used to have people tell me, that really bothers me, those people are texting while you're talking. So one day I mentioned it to somebody, and they said, I'm not texting, I'm taking notes. Isn't that funny? Even that's different, right? I still think of notes with a pen. Okay, so is that an interesting thought to you?
Very.
All right, take a breath.